The biggest event of the Asian Catholic Church this year is taking place in Yogyakarta City, Indonesia, next week. The 7th Asian Youth Day is being hosted by the Archdiocese of Semarang August 2nd to 6th, with over 2,000 young people from 21 Asian countries rallying around the theme Joyful Asian Youth, Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia. The continent-level event has been held in various Asian cities since 1999 in intervals of 2, 3, and 5 years, with the last Asian Youth Day in Daejeon Diocese in Korea in 2014, in which Pope Francis participated. Organizers have divided the entire Asian Youth Day in 3 events spread across 11 days from July 30th to August the 9th. On arrival, the participants will head to the 11 of Indonesia's 37 dioceses who will be hosting them from July 30th to August 2nd in what is called Days in the Dioceses. All the participants will then converge in Yogyakarta, the main venue, from August 2nd to the 6th for the central events of the Asian Youth Day. These 5 days will include a variety of activities such as adoration, confession, mass, reflections, testimonies, workshops, group sharing, country exhibits, and cultural performances. After the main event, the youth ministers will stay back for a meeting August 6th to 9th. Among the 21 countries participating in the Asian Youth Day is also the Philippines. To know about it, we called Father Conegundo Garganta, the Executive Secretary of the Episcopal Commission on Youth of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. Speaking to us on the phone from Manila, Father Garganta first talked about the Philippine Youth Delegation to the Asian Youth Day.
For the number of young people participating in Asian Youth Day 7, we have 69 official registered youth.
And how many officials are accompanying them?
We have 2 bishops. First, the chairman of the Episcopal Commission on Youth, Bishop Leopoldo Haushan, and another bishop who is member of the Episcopal Commission on Youth, Buenaventura Pamadico. And then, in addition to the 2 bishops, are 10 youth ministers coming from the different dioceses and national youth organizations here in the Philippines.
So in total, what would be the official Philippine delegation to the Asian Youth Day?
We have 82 delegates registered to the Asian Youth Day.
How have these young people prepared themselves for this Asian Youth Day?
We are blessed to receive from the Asian Youth Day 7 organizers the pre-event module, which we use to help our delegates coming from different settings to prepare for the actual event in Yogyakarta in the dioceses. And to mention, Bogor and Jakarta will be hosting our delegation from the Philippines for the days in the diocese. So these young people who will be participating in Asian Youth Day 7 engage into a number of sessions, especially reflecting on the scriptures provided by the Asian Youth Day organizers. Some made a visit to churches and had a conversation and encounter with a priest that has been of help to them, especially in their growth in the faith. And then there are also visits to communities that are not Christians but are practicing different faith disciplines. Young people are also asked to offer especially moments and times of reflections and meditations to help prepare them spiritually.
Considering the theme of the Asian Youth Day, Father Garganta, which is the Joyful Asian Youth Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia, what are some of the contributions that the Philippine youth are bringing to the Asian Youth Day?
One is the warmth and friendship. Especially Filipinos are known for their smiles and their strong face. So these are some of what our Filipino youth will carry with them when they come to the Asian Youth Day 7. And also, we ask our official participants to the Asian Youth Day 7 to make an environmental scanning, meaning they were asked to read and take note of the situation not only of the Philippines but also of the neighboring Asian countries with regard to the multiculturality of Asia. Here in the Philippines, we have minority groups, we have tribal groups, we have other faith disciplines, but still people are able to blend well, so because of the capacity of the people to be welcoming, to be warm with one another. So these are some of the things that the young people will carry with them and probably and practically will contribute when they come to participate to the Asian Youth Day 7.
Anything else, Father, you want to say that I didn't ask?
For our listeners, we would like to assure our brothers and sisters in the different parts of the world that, like in many other countries, we are faced with challenges. We have lots of struggles. But as a people, as a nation, our faith is one that is keeping us to hope and to continue to work for peace. So this is one disposition and attitude that Filipinos do have. And the church in the Philippines is looking at our young people, not as the hope of the future, but as the hope of our present time, which is why we ask not only our country, our church, our government, but also all the other countries around the world to really invest on young people, because they are the ones who can provide for us new perspectives and way of looking at life, where we can be filled with hope, where we can be stronger in our faith, and we can promote solidarity, unity, friendship, love, understanding, and many other things which many of our young people continue to manifest as they engage in the community, in the church, as they hope not only for themselves but also for their country and for others.
That was Father Conegundo Garganta, Executive Secretary of the Episcopal Commission on Youth of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, talking about the Philippine youth participation in next week's 7th Asian Youth Day in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. And with that, we end this program from Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.